Do it your way. You don't need their permission, but you need yours.
You don't need their permission, but you do need yours. You do need to look at yourself and declare who you are, and you need to believe it.
You think my dreams are too big? I said, absolutely not. You're just telling them to the wrong person.
For some of you, the reason why you're not taking advantage of this opportunity is not because you don't believe in it. You don't believe in you. In order to achieve greatness, you must first believe you can.
Because I get to decide. I'm running my life now. I'm finally in control of my life. I'm finally the boss of my life. Are you ready to be the boss of your own life? Are you ready to be in control of your own life? Are you ready? And you deserve to have everything you want. You deserve to live your best life. You deserve it. And stop listening to the people who tell you you don't. Kill the noise. What do they know?
We're going to do the hard work now. So here's the hard work. I need you to confront you.
I was created to be great. I was created to do great things. I was created to have great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission. That person who was your hater, they thought they defeated you. That person who told you you'll never amount to anything, they thought they defeated you.
You want me to tell you to give up? Huh? You want me to tell you to quit? Huh? Is that what you want me to say? You want to hear E.T. say, it's all right to give up. It's all right to surrender. That's what you want me to say? But listen to me, man, I can't tell you that. Some of us just grind. Some of us don't make excuses. Some of us don't surrender. Some of us don't give up and give in.
It's our dream. Nobody's going to see it like you do it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to feel it like you feel it. It's your dream. Nobody's going to be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it, and they don't have to do it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
What we do with the pressure is we say, I gotta take it, and I gotta take it to another level.
Once you start questioning yourself, you already lost.
All of us will be successful in life if we don't quit.
I gotta believe in me before anybody else believe in me.
I get up at 3 because it's silent. It's easier to be focused when the environment is focused. Most of you wake up and you try to make money. Listen to me. If you would make you, money would come to you. Okay, you missed that whole thing I just said. If you would make you a better person, you'd make more money. Now, watch what I do. The way people spend their money or treat their money is how I treat my time. All right, let me explain what I mean to you. I make sure that every single day in that 24-hour period that I'm getting a whole bunch of wins. So I'm supposed to be doing this at this time, doing this at this time, doing this at this time, doing this at this time. The problem with most of you, you waking up and you worshiping money. Man, I was in the back with Cole. Cole was like, E, I got this opportunity for you. I got this opportunity. I got this opportunity. When you become number one, you have to chase opportunities. So I became number one, not meaning I'm better than nobody else. It means I just mastered my craft to the point that I know what I do that don't nobody else do. I know that I have a way of doing in this industry what nobody else does, and I picked out in this industry, I crafted out my own room. And your problem is you at 50% knocking on doors trying to get the result, somebody at 100%. And you wondering why it ain't working, because while you're doing what they're doing, you're not they are. So why do I put more emphasis on time than I put on money? Because they print money. You don't print time. So I'm going to say it one more time. You are worshiping the thing that they make every day. They don't make time every day. Ain't nobody print time. I ain't met them yet. I ain't met no billionaire. I ain't met no trillionaire. I ain't met no institution. I ain't met no company. I ain't met nobody print money. So why are you spending more time on the thing they print every day than the thing? You know why? Because you're not developed and you're following other people. When you understand that the real thing is time and you ain't got a lot of it, you start focusing on your time. And when you get your time right, money will come. Some people go to Dubai once every 10 years. I'm going every other month. Why? When you master yourself, you put yourself in a position that a lot of people can't do what you do, and then you become rare. And diamonds are rare. That's why they cost so much. If you would become rare, you just like everybody else. You look just like, you act like, you just like everybody else. When you become you and you become rare, you become a...
When you leave this room, you will take full ownership. And the reason why I say it's my fault, even when it's not my fault, because when I say it's your fault, I give you power. I give you control over my life. And I will never give another human control over my life. It's my fault. It's my problem. I'm coming up with a solution for it. Stop being average.
Those who have a why can bear almost any how. How did I become number one in the world? Found out my wife had multiple sclerosis. They told my wife, listen to me, y'all. My wife's so beast mode. They told my wife she had MS and she's like, bet. Then they told her she had to quit her job. And tear came out of her. The doctor said, you don't have insurance? She said, yeah, I got insurance. She's looking at her like, why are you crying if you got insurance? My wife's identity is in her waking up and working every day. She went to school to be a registered nurse. She went to school to do breast and cervical cancer. She didn't want to be at home. She didn't want to be no home wife. She literally went to school to be a nurse. She loves her job. But when they told her she had to quit, my wife's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, how much you make? She told me $5,000. I said, 5,000 times 12 is how much? 60 times 30 years, how much? 1.8 million. I woke up every day hunting 1.8 million. I'm number one in the world, not because I'm a better speaker. I'm not number one in the world because I look the best, because I dress the best. I'm not number one because my enunciation is the best, because I use the best words, because I got the best sentence structure, because I come from the best background. I became number one because I woke up and I hunted down the 1.8 mil so my wife would never have to work again. If you're waking up every day and you want a Rolls Royce, you ain't about to beat me. If you're waking up for a Bentley, you ain't about to beat me. If you're waking up for a gold chain, you ain't about to beat me. If you woke up for a Rolex, you ain't about to beat me, because you're going after material stuff. I'm going after my boo. I'm going after my baby. I'm going after my high school sweetheart. I'm going after my kids so they can see their mama and their mama don't die. Wake up every single day making sure she don't have to go back to work. So watch this. I start studying and I found out two things. One is stress. So I had to take her out of a stressful situation. And then the other thing was vitamin D. And I literally, people say, bro, why you move to Southern California? Because my wife got MS. I literally type, what's the best place in the world for vitamin D? Southern California. What's the best temperature in the world in the United States of America? San Diego, California. It don't go 9,900 and then back down. It's right there. I said San Diego, I'm hunting down.
This is about winning. And this is not about winning a year. This is about winning moment by moment. This is about winning every day. This is about winning a few days in a row, 5, 6, 7 days in a row, and then winning the week. And then it's about winning a few weeks in a row and winning your month. And then it's about winning a few months in a row and you'll win the year. Aren't you fucking sick of not hitting your fucking goals? Aren't you sick of being the same that you are every fucking year? If you look for a reason, you will always find one. If you look for an excuse, you will always have one. If you tell yourself you're going to do something, you need to fucking do it. If you tell yourself you're going to be something, you need to fucking be it. Because a lot of people say they want this shit, but they don't really want it because their actions don't back it up. Their actions aren't showing what it takes to get the result. Their actions aren't showing a commitment to being a person of excellence. It's showing a commitment to being the same fucking thing they've been their whole life. Things are not always going to be ideal. Things are not always going to be perfect. Things are not always going to be convenient. There's going to be things that you can do or find or say or listen to that will help you justify you not sticking to your plan. But successful people know this and they stick to the plan regardless. They understand that things are going to get tough. They understand that things are going to be hard. They understand that things are going to be inconvenient. They understand there's going to be weddings and holidays and vacations at every turn of our existence. You don't believe in yourself because you've lied to yourself for years and years and years. You've told yourself this was the time. This was what I was going to do. I'm going to do it this time, and I'm serious. I'm serious this time. Seriously. You've told yourself that over and over and over again. And what happens when you don't follow through? What happens when you don't keep those promises? You lose trust in yourself. And when you lose trust in yourself, you lose belief in yourself. And when you lose belief in yourself, you feel powerless. You start thinking you don't have what it takes. You don't have the intestinal fortitude to stick to a diet or a fitness program or a business plan and be consistent, because you've lied to yourself so many times that all that belief and all that trust that you should have in yourself, which is, by the way, is the most important thing that you need to have, is gone. And it has to be rebuilt. It has to be rebuilt by keeping promises to yourself.
It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better. Something you should affirm to yourself every day. Repeat this, please. No matter how bad it is or how bad it gets, I'm going to make it. The people that make it in this world look around for the circumstances that they want, and if they can't find them, they create them. It's hard. No, easy is not an option. However, ladies and gentlemen, what you will discover is that it's worth it. Takes guts. You got to dig down deep to gut it out. Keep on going again and again and again. Until you make it happen, because you know that it's possible. And you are the determining factor. I don't care how good you are, I don't care how talented you are, I don't care how much you work on yourself, there are some times when things aren't going to go right. There are times when anything that can happen will happen.
Life happens. The unexpected, the uncalled for, the unintentional. We've been damaged emotionally, damaged spiritually.
It may be your business. It may be your heart that is broken today. It may be the number in your bank account that is screaming, you are broke.
You can break physically. You can break mentally. You can break your heart. You can break your spirit. And all of those are going to leave a mark. But the mark that they leave can be the mark of victory, or it can be the mark of defeat.
It is staying with the breaking that produces the blessing. It is not what you go through that determines where you end up. It's who you listen to. Because I think right now you are walking through a valley between two voices. One is wisdom, one is worry. One is gratitude, one is grumbling. One is blame, one is faith.
Because every time you break, and in every way that you break, while it's a chance for you to give up and for you to fall apart, but there's also opportunity to get stronger and get smarter and get faster and get tougher and get more stable and get more resilient and get better.
What I need you to do is I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know you're strong enough to do it, because you're human. And every human has what it takes to get past whatever they're going through if they decide to. Push through it. Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody. Only the strong survive.
The fight isn't over. The fight is just beginning.
I need you to look at that sickness that's going on in your life right now, whatever it is. I want you to say, I can beat it. I can beat it. I will beat it. I must. I got a family to live for. I ain't through yet. My life ain't over yet. There's some things in life you don't need no degree for. You don't need no money for. You don't need no support for. There's something in life you just gonna get through when you tell yourself, I'm gonna get through this.
Regardless of what happens,
you in life, regardless of the adversity, regardless of the opposition, regardless of the trial and tribulation, nothing can stop you. The only thing that can stop you is you. No situation, no circumstance, no piece of adversity can define your life. Never let a circumstance define.
And I'm not retreating. I'm not running. I don't care what they say on paper. I don't care if you say we outnumbered. We live by this and we die by this. We don't retreat. We don't run. We gonna stand and we gonna live and we gonna die by what we stand for. And everybody gonna know what we represent and what we're a part of.
I got staying power. I got staying power.
Be encouraged today that no matter what you walk through, no matter how broken your marriage is, no matter how many times you fail,
there is within you a spirit that is greater than whatever is going on around you.
If you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight, is going to come victory.
I need to shut out the world. I dare you to give up everything that is keeping you from your dream.
The only motherfucking thing that beats you is you. The only thing that could stop you is you. Everything is a test. Everything is an opportunity if you allow it to be.
You must shrink your focus down to one thing, one business, one focus at one time, and master it and get great at it for an extended period of time. The more you shrink your options in pursuit of your dream, the more it'll open them up in your life later.
What are the things that are stealing your focus? Who are the people that are stealing your focus? And begin to eliminate these distractions. Get laser focused and obsessed on what you want. Be starving and hungry to get it. Be desperate to get it. The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus over an extended period of time is the formula to be great at something.
And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button.
When you build this mental toughness by looking at every little thing as a test of your will and your ability to do what you say you're going to do, your life is going to get better.
You're not going to be the best if you're not intentional and deliberate.
You gotta be intentional and deliberate, whether you're making money or not making money. You gotta decide that you're gonna do something, and you gotta do it every Monday, every Tuesday, every Wednesday, every Thursday. The problem with some of you in this room, you're not intentional and deliberate. You're a good person that just hopes the good stuff is gonna happen to you.
You gotta be a morning person, afternoon person, night person. You gotta be when you feel good person, when you sick person, when you tired person.
I'm wired differently. I look at my wife every single day, and I said, I gotta grind. I gotta grind for my wife. And so I execute for my mom. I execute for my grandma. I execute for my sister. That's why I can't quit and give up, even though I get tired just like everybody else.
You have to be relentless. You have to never let off the gas, never stop, never quit.
People who are extremely well accomplished, they have the ability to mentally flip that switch to where they don't have a choice but to do the things they need to do. They will talk as if they don't succeed, the world is going to fucking end.
Listen to me, this is how you do it first, with no money, no human resources, no building, no funding, no support. The first thing we did was we dreamed, we wrote the dream down, we slept the dream, we ate the dream, we rehearsed the dream, we looked at the dream, we talked about the dream, we slept with the dream, we woke up to the dream, we wore the dream, and now boom, it's our reality. And you don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you're finished, when you're done. You don't stop when you're tired. You stop when you're done. You stop when you complete it, when you execute it. Execution is worship.
Now, the way I look back then, you know, that was all good and great, but I wasn't in it to look a certain way. I was in it to be great.
I'm scared to death. I'm totally afraid. I'm afraid of everything. I'm afraid of losing. I'm afraid of being humiliated. But I'm totally confident. The closer I get to the ring, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. The closer, the more confidence I get. All during my training, I've been afraid of this man. I thought this man might be capable of beating me. I've dreamed of him beating me. But I always stayed afraid of him. But the closer I get to the ring, I'm more confident. Once I'm in the ring, I'm a god. No one could beat me.
You got to get fueled on the inside and say, now is my
time.
What do you actually want?
How do you want all of your life to go?
You know we've been fighting 400 and still fighting to this day. To this day. To this day.
I'm here. Send a message like location. I'm gonna come. Whatever you want, doesn't matter. Ireland, New York, Brooklyn, or Moscow, doesn't matter. Tell me where.
Do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
There is nothing to save myself for or give myself to. I fight because I know nothing else.
You think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted a dog. I was born in it, molded by it. I didn't see the light until I was already a man. By then, it was nothing to me but blinding.
I was going to rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been.
Bruce, one more.
Gary, the bonus
is wake up! Stop sleeping on yourself!
The welcome to Ramadi is you're going to go and pay your respects to some guy that just killed. And there's firefights in the city. So we're just across the river from the city. There's firefights in the city all day. There's firefights in the city all night. It was legit combat.
That fact that you had the ability to do something and you're too weak to fucking turn the key and start the engine on it is a greater disappointment and a greater burden to carry than any of this physical sweat equity or pain in the gym or sacrifice. All that is just nothing.
When the sun comes up, you got all the books, you got all the tapes, you got all the access. Now it's time to hunt. And what separates you from everybody else is that when it's time to hunt, you're ready to hunt.
And when you get to the point where all you want to do is be successful as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful. And I'm here to tell you, number one, that most of you say you want to be successful, but you don't want it bad. You just kind of want it. You don't want it badder than you want to party. You don't want it as much as you want to be cool.
Many of you will not be successful because you've got this giant goal and no steps to go with it. You're just in your mind like, girl, this is my year. How many steps? I don't know. Like, what is it going to take for you to do it? I don't know. I just know this is my year.
All of us in life have things we want. We don't get what we want. We get what we have to have. We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. I should lose weight. I should work out. I should work harder. I should make more calls. I should. And then you know what? People don't do their shoulds and they get mad at themselves and they what I call should all over themselves. They beat themselves up about it. What changes people is when your should becomes a must. When suddenly the thing you said should happen has to happen. That's when human beings change. It's like if you want to take the island, burn the boats. Because if there's no way to go back, it's amazing what happens when it's a must to do something versus a should. The number one thing that's going to change your life, the only thing that will change your life, change your business, change your money, change your relationship, is you must raise your standard.
If you can't stick to something for 5 fucking days, you deserve to have a shitty life. You deserve to get your ass kicked. You deserve to be miserable. We're talking about 5 fucking days. We're not talking about 50 years. We're not talking about the 5 years it probably takes to build something worthwhile. We're not talking about the 5 months it could take for you to lose 100 pounds. We're talking about 5 fucking days. And you can't even stick to it for that. So what the fuck do you think you deserve? You deserve exactly what you get. And that's the truth. That's the things your friends won't tell you when you're bitching and moaning about how your life sucks on Friday night, drinking a fucking brewski with your boys, when you should be reading or improving or working out or fucking doing something. If you can't start to tell the voice that you have in your head to sit the fuck down or shut up, you're gonna have a very hard time making any year your year. What it's always going to come down to is your own actions and your own choices.
This is your year. Your year for change. It's time to make that change right now. It doesn't matter if it's the first, the second, the third, the first week, the second week. It's the new year. You have new opportunities. There's new doors opening for you every single day. You have to just walk through them and be who you were meant to be on this earth.
Haters motivate me. Because when they talking about me, that means I'm doing something.
You see, while you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everything and everyone else and I'll keep working. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I'm at, you'll realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about. And you will lose and I will win.
Use them for fuel. Use them for energy. Put them on the mental Rolodex in your mind. And when you don't want to do shit, roll through your brain. Pull up that motherfucker that you need. That person who said you couldn't do something. Use it for energy. Instead of killing them with kindness, torture them with fucking success.
Oh, you're being unrealistic. You're dreaming. Yes, I am dreaming. So a lot of people have stopped dreaming. Don't you stop dreaming.
You're going to get up. You're going to get dressed. You're going to get out. And you're going to do what you've been called to do. You're going to be what you called to be. You're going to have, and you're going to prove to everybody that tried to break you, you're going to prove them wrong. Everybody that tried to stop you, everybody that tried to kill your dream, you're going to prove all of them wrong.
When you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. When you're uncommon, get ready for the opposition. When you're uncommon, get ready for the common people not to understand you. When you're uncommon, have uncommon ways. Get ready for people to try and block you and conspire against you.
Never allow anybody to make you feel bad about being so blessed when you've worked your ass off to get it. You decided all the clubs, partying, hanging out, and all that shit, that ain't for me. I'm gonna be out here running in the hot sun, practicing, playing basketball, shooting on weekends while everybody else is clubbing and hanging out. You got your focus right. You see me in my Rolls Royce, private planes, rooftop hotel, 5-6-star lifestyle. I've worked my ass off to have it.
Shut the fucking noise out. Embrace the fact that people don't like it. We should do something right.
Develop the interior core where it doesn't matter if people call you crazy. One of the things limiting you from your income, your impact, a world-class life, you care too much about what people think about you. Everyone has an opinion. Why let the opinions of other people deny you from a life that will make history?
What do you do when you have been telling yourself you can reach a goal and you lose it every day? What do you do when you've lost your spirit, you've lost your job, you lost everything, life been devastated? Once you are defeated in your mind, ladies and gentlemen, it's all over.
Your problem is your pain has identified you. Your pain has weakened you. You have a choice how you respond to your pain. And some of you in this room, for real, I'm just going to be honest with you, you're getting wimpy on me. You're getting soft on me. You are not the only person that's been through a divorce, boo. Get over it. You're not the first one. You won't be the last one. You can turn that divorce into something. You're not the first one to lose your promotion and get fired. You're not the first one. You're not the first one they let go of. You won't be the last one. The question is, what you going to do about it?
I know what it is to walk the floor and you don't know how you're going to make it when people no longer believe in you and you are your God. And you got to say to yourself, when you fail again and again, they tell you no, sometimes with tears in your eyes, it's possible. When life stagger you, the thing that'll get you up on your knees and get you standing in the center of the ring and find something from somewhere deep down in to keep on slugging and keep on fighting is, it's possible. It's possible. If I just stand long enough, I can pull this off. When you're facing defeat, disappointment, seem like life has written you off and everybody say you can't do it, you don't have what it takes, all you need to affirm that in spite of this, it's possible that I can do it.
So what makes ET different than everybody else? Every year I just kept going and I kept going and I kept kept going and I kept saying, one day gonna be my day. You know what I'm not gonna do? I'm not gonna quit in the process. I'm not gonna give up. I'm not gonna give in.
I invested too much to quit. I made too many sacrifices to give up. I paid too much. Listen to me, I cannot stop what happens to me, but I can dictate how I respond. So when life happens, I don't just sit there and cry. I buck back. I will greet this day with love in my heart, and I will overcome evil. And the problem with some of you in this room, you will never be great, because every time you go through pain, every time you go through a problem, every time you go through discouragement, you give up and you quit, and you do not understand that at the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So do me a favor, stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it. I'm talking to you, you're going through a storm right now. And I'm telling you that this too shall pass, like every storm that has come to you. And I'm telling you, whatever you're going through right now, if you can just muster up enough strength to hold on and hold out, if you do not quit, if you do not give up, it's coming, baby. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to finish school. Hold on. I don't care how long it takes you to pass that bar exam. You keep going. You keep studying, you keep writing, you keep singing, you keep rapping, you keep boxing, you keep fighting, you keep dribbling, you just keep on keeping on. And if you persevere, every storm that's come, it will pass. Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form, you can decide the product that comes from your pain.
Look up, get up, and don't ever give up.
Right now, we have the most valuable asset on earth on our side, time, but it's running out. And to make that first step towards greatness is the hardest step.
And you're gonna have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new you.
Because let's face it, when the alarm goes off, you got your head on that soft pillow. It's all nice and cozy and warm in there. You do not feel like getting up. You should not. That snooze alarm is the dream killer. When you press that snooze button, you're killing your dreams.
So easy to put things off. So easy to say you're going to do it tomorrow. Well, I want you to reprogram your brain and tell yourself that tomorrow is not a viable option. Tomorrow doesn't work. You do it today. You get it done today. That's what you do.
If you can get through to doing things that you hate to do, on the other side is greatness.
No more excuses, no more hesitation, no more procrastination, no more negotiation, no more go on the attack. You don't stop until it's done.
Don't expect front row seats if you're giving nosebleed effort. Everybody want to win. Everybody want to be on the winning team. Everybody want to win, but everybody don't want to work. Everybody want the reward, but everybody don't want to work. We all got to work. I got to show up and show up 120. Every time, where much is given, much is required, but you're going to get the rewards. Rewards come after you work, not before. The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary.
We're not going to wait. We're going to do work. We're going to put in work. Because every time you put in work, you get the same consequences. You get paid. You get rewarded.
Discipline is you do it so long and so hard, and you're so passionate about it that even when you don't feel like it, you still operate at the highest level.
Beast mode is I will not stop when others stop. I will not quit when it gets hard. I will not complain. I will not worry. I will not fret. I will find a way when there is no way. I will make a door when there is no door. I will create a window when there is no window. I will create finance when there is no finance. I will find an opportunity when it doesn't exist. But I will not be defeated, because I know what my desires are and I know what I deserve.
The reason why you stop and you start and you stop and you start is because the goal is not meaningful enough. You don't have enough skin in it. You don't have
got nothing to lose if you don't do it. What I'm telling you is, you got to create the type of scenario that if it doesn't work, you lose everything. And because you cannot lose everything, you got to make it happen.
If you just decide, I'm going to keep my word. If I say something, I'm going to do it regardless. Being more considerate, more trusting, more disciplined. You owe it to yourself to give it your best effort. If you get in the habit of being mediocre or doing just enough to get by, you're not hurting anybody but you. You're cheating you. If you follow it through, if you keep your commitment to the commitment, you'll feel strong and powerful. That kind of commitment, that kind of spirit, that kind of personal power, that kind of vision is in you.
Decide to be better. Decide to get better. Decide to get after it.
While you're over there watching me and talking about me, I'm working. I'm working hard. I'm taking things to the next level. You keep gossiping and I'll keep working. You keep talking smack and I'll keep working. You keep focusing on everything and everyone else and I'll keep working. And when you finally look around at where you are and where I'm at, you'll realize that you have nothing left to talk smack about. And you will lose and I will win.
What if the truth is that changing your life is one away? One decision, one meeting, one conversation, one extra phone call, one extra rep in the gym. You start stacking up those one mores. That's the separator. In life, we don't get our goals. We get our standards. You meet somebody who doesn't have self-confidence, this is someone who's perpetually not keeping promises they make to themselves. You meet somebody with pretty good baseline confidence, you've met somebody who now keeps the promises they make to themselves. You meet somebody doing superhuman things, they keep the promises they make to themselves, and they do one more. There's a power to one more. When you start stacking up those one mores, not only have you put more contacts out into the universe, but you start believing, I'm doing something most people aren't willing to do, I'm fixing to get something most people aren't gonna get.
I don't have that natural beauty or that natural talent or this gift for creativity or intellect or humor. I don't have any of those things. But what I got is I will outwork you. When it's 45 on the treadmill, I do 46. When it's supposed to be 20 phone calls, I make 21. When it's supposed to be an 8-hour workday, I work 9. Whatever it is, I always do one more. And what that does is it makes me eventually think I'm doing things other people aren't willing to do, so I should get things other people aren't going to get.
You've got to understand, it's not about what you were born with. It's not about what you were given, where you started, or even where you're going. It is entirely about what you plant at the center of your soul, how hard you're willing to go after something, how much focus you're willing to put in your life, and how often you come back to that level of intensity for who you want to be.
You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you.
Some people run faster, swim better, but mentality is mentality. You're not going to outwork me, so I'm going to catch up somewhere.
If you are not that talented, you can beat them with time. You can get to the spot before they get to the spot. Get your butt up and get there.
Every day is a new day. Every moment is a new moment. So now you got to go out and show them that I'm a different creature. Now! Because I'm pissed off for greatness. Because if you ain't pissed off for greatness, that means you okay with being mediocre. And ain't no man ain't okay with being just basic.
And I dare you to exhaust yourself. I dare you to leave every single thing on the field. One season, everything. Walk off exhausted.
Wins and losses come a dime a dozen. But effort, nobody can judge effort. Because effort is between you and you. Effort ain't got nothing to do with nobody else.
You know what I hear? I hear the clock ticking. Time waits for no man. Life goes by, and it goes by quick. Don't waste those years. Don't waste them. Live them. Back off? Negative. Not happening. In fact, I'm stepping it up. No complacency. No complacency, no backing off, no slack whatsoever. Bring it. Fight. Fight that ticking clock with everything you got. And the earlier you get in the game and get on track, the better life you're gonna have. Healthier, wealthier, stronger, smarter, better. go through the motions. I don't really want to work out. I work out. Don't really want to get up and get out of bed. I get up and get out of bed. Don't give in to the immediate gratification that is whispering in your ear. The desire to take the path of least resistance, the downhill path, the easy path. Shut that down. Do not listen to that little voice. Instead, go through the motions. Lift the weights, sprint the hill, get out of bed, get things done. And by simply going through the motions, you stayed on the righteous path, the disciplined path, which is right where you know that you belong.
If you grind on Monday, and you grind on Tuesday, and you grind on Wednesday, but you chill on Thursday, and you chill on Friday, and they grind on Thursday, and they grind on Friday, sooner or later they're going to catch you. Told every kid in America that tell me they're coming for me, you're going to work hard for it. Because I'm going to find out what the benchmarks are, I'm going to reach the benchmarks, and I'm going to excel at that. You will not outwork me! I'm going to grind, I'm going to fight, I'm going to work, I'm going to press toward, I'm going to do everything in my power every single day to become a victor and not a victim.
This is the part where life demands that you make a vow, come hell or high water, that you're willing to pay the price, where you earn your spot with effort, with sweat, with blood, with tears. It's time to test your will, your endurance, your heart, to test your limits.
When you have a dream and you start working toward it and you share that dream that you have with other people, they're not going to see it like you do. They'll laugh at you. They'll think you're crazy. And sometimes you're going to think you're crazy too. You're going to question yourself.
It's hard. It's hard when everyone around you is doubting you and making fun of you and telling you to give it up, that you're wasting your time. It's very hard. But you know what? Every great successful person was ridiculed before they were revered.
Life is not easy. It is not. Don't try to make it that way. Life's not fair. It never was. It isn't now, and it won't ever be. Do not fall into the trap, the entitlement trap, of feeling like you're a victim. You are not. Get over it and get on with it.
Stop telling your visions to other people, because they're not going to see it. Why you think you keep imagining opening a business? Why you keep imagining graduating? Getting a better job? Why do you keep imagining buying a house? Why do you keep imagining driving a really nice car? Why do you keep imagining getting rich one day? Why do you keep imagining that? Because the universe is talking to you. It's showing you something that it has for you.
Your perception has everything to do with how this year is going to work. It is not what you perceive about me. It's what I perceive about me.
Have opinions and feelings about yourself, independent of the feedback. The day that you allow the opinions of the outside world to dictate the way you feel about yourself, it is the beginning of the end of you living a blessed and self-loving, secure life. It is not the car that I drive or any of the jewelry that I own or the size of my house that defines my self-worth. I'm hot. I'm hot. I'm hot when you don't think I'm hot. I'm amazing when you don't think I'm amazing. I love me even if you stop loving me. You can say the nastiest, meanest, evilest shit that you could ever conjure up. It will never change the way I feel about myself.
It's not what they say about you that matters. It is what you say about you that threatens your destiny. You will never be defeated by what they say about you. You will be defeated by what you say about you.
I am great, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology.
Stand up for your dream. Stand up for what you want in your life. You've got to talk to yourself day in and day out. You've got to say, yes, I can make it.
People give themselves an excuse all the time when they say he's built different. Well, if you mean he gets up earlier, he stays later. He does stuff for others. He asks questions. He's humble. He works really hard when no one's around. Then yeah, he's built different. You wake up earlier than people. You stay later than people. You stay humble. You work harder than anyone when no one's there. I guarantee someone that feels bad about themselves soon will label you as he's built different. He's built different should be your label because people feel bad about themselves.
You're setting the example every single day of your life.
If you're going to have a true dog mentality, you're going to wake up every day and grind.
You don't want to go run? You go run. You don't want to go swim? You go swim. You don't want to study? You can study. That's how you start to callous your mind. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow.
When something sucks, good. It's going to make me tougher. It's going to give me a good story to tell. So bring it.
I'm going to bring that savage mentality out of yourself, the animalistic motherfucker. You think a savage gives a fuck about how he feels or how she feels? They just do it. Stop looking for a feeling to control what goes on in your life.
Greatness is not something that you meet once. It's something that you meet thousands of fucking times in your life, and you don't reach it if you're not constantly in constant fucking pursuit of greatness.
Some of you are not successful because you think effort is success. You think because you put in 40 hours that you're supposed to get some because you put in 40. It don't work like that in the school of hard knocks. They don't care how many hours you put. They just want to see the execution. So you feeling in your spirit like, yo, but I did just as much as he did. I studied just as much as he studied. It doesn't matter. You just got to execute.
Lazy people do a little work and think they should be winning, but winners work as hard as possible and still worry if they're being lazy.
A true dog mentality is not enough you made to the NFL. Be the f***ing MVP. It's not enough you ran a 5K. Win a 10K. It's not enough you became a doctor. Be a better doctor. It's not enough you lost 50 pounds. Go out there and do something with it.
And you gotta get to the point where no other human wants it for you more than you want it for you.
It's always you versus you.
Worry about yourself, worry about what you're doing, and worry about where you're going, and only where you're going to be your best self.
You're
going to
do whatever it takes. Do you hear me? You're going to go your own way. You're going to do what they won't do. You're going to be smart, and you are going to win.
You're after the peace and the happiness and the pride that comes with knowing exactly what the fuck you're made of.
A true hunter's goal is not the prize. A true hunter's goal is to hunt. That's what they live for. They live to hunt. They don't just live to catch it. It's the whole process.
When nobody knows what you're doing, when you're putting in those extra reps, it's the process that makes you sweet.